Where? What school? Where do you? Where are you from?
I just graduated from Clearview High School, and I will be going to Hiram College in the fall.
Okay. And you are?
I am Mireya Vargas.
The Mexican princess?
Yes.
Yes. And you? Where are you? What school you are from?
I go to Clearview High School.
Okay. Do you guys know each other outside of this whole thing as well? So tell me a little bit about what brought you to, I guess, participate in this, the princess pageant.
Well, I always saw the princesses when I was younger, and I just always wanted to be one as well. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't have done it if Mariah here, who's the Mexican princess, if she didn't encourage me to do so. So
tell us, Mariah, I guess, was this something you also were planning to do? Obviously, the pageant hasn't been happening for a couple of years, but was still on top of your mind?
Yeah, I've always seen them. I've always been fascinated by the colorful dresses and by all the different cultures and heritages. But a friend from my school, she said I should sign up for it. So I did, and I didn't expect it to be here. So I'm really grateful to be here, though.
Right, and the Mexican culture is sort of the spotlight culture as well.
Yeah.
Any added pressure because of that at all? Or?
I kind of feel like lucky, I guess, but grateful at the same time still, yeah. Right.
Talk a little bit about, I guess, sort of any kind of cultural history you had to look into or maybe talk to family members about that kind of added to what you didn't maybe know prior to this?
I'm actually a first generation of being an American here. So my parents are from the state of Oaxaca, from Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they gave... Have you ever visited Mexico?
Yeah, I visited several times during the winter.
Okay. And as the Italian princess, tell me a little bit about that heritage in your family.
Well, on my granddad's side, both of his grandparents from both sides were from Italy. So they came over here. And it's just, I'm not as, like, I don't know as much as Mariah, considering her parents are from there. But I still like to learn more about it every day. And it's so interesting to, like, know where your heritage and your family comes from.
Talk a little bit about this outfit that you're wearing. How would you best describe that?
Well, it's I kind of, like, designed it myself. I looked into the Italian.
So you have a red top. Is the skirt, is it blackish?
The skirt is gold.
Okay.
And I'm wearing a blue apron with these painted flowers that I sewed on. And
okay, so this is something you created as well.
Yeah,
right?
And this necklace was actually my great grandmother's. I was given to me after she passed away, and I thought it would be special to wear.
That's
it.
Great as well. What about you, Mariah? When you're putting an outfit together, how do you choose what to wear for something like this?
I have several dresses, but my official ethnic costume is from the state of Oaxaca, where my aunt sent it to me. But I'm just wearing like a casual Mexican dress from there. So.
Right. What's planned for the pageant on Thursday? Isn't there usually a dance or a group thing? How has that been going for you?
It's actually going very well. I think we learned it pretty quickly. It's a Mexican dance, since Mexico is like the spotlight country for the year. And it's really fun. All the girls are like really fun to work with. I'm actually really excited.
How about sort of how you represent your culture and the city, right? I saw you at a council meeting. Were you visiting different parts of the city at this point as a group? What's been that like?
It's been, I like it a lot. We've been volunteering in a lot of stuff. So it's all very exciting on doing these different experiences with different people. And I feel like it's such a great way to connect with like other parts of Lorraine and with the princesses around our community also.
Right. How many princesses are there? Yeah, there's a big gauntlet of a line of them out there.
I believe there's 20.
Are we? Okay.
21, okay.
All right. So you guys become sort of a bonded group here, right? It's been great. And then, of course, you got not only the pageant, and then they have the parade on Sunday as well. And then I suppose you're planning to roam the grounds at the Black River Landing this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys have any favorite foods that you like to go for, whether it's from your ethnic family or just the kind of food that you might see at a festival like that?
Well, coming from my heritage, I feel like it's very hard to choose like a specific favorite food. Everything's really good.
I agree.
I feel like from other cultures, their food are also amazing. So it's really hard to choose between them.
Right. But you want to try it, right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Be a little adventurous. Maybe try something that has a strange name or may look different, but you'll, mm-hmm. you'll get a chance to try it because you know that it's made in a special way from the folks that put it together. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. I know that you're supposed to be greeting some folks, so I'll send you back to your line, but we appreciate you stopping in this morning. And, and good luck at the
pageant.
Thank
you for having us here.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the Lorain International Festival, the Princess Pageant comes up Thursday over at Lorain High School, and you'll see a lot of other different princesses there.